One of the more important things I've learned, and it's not really trading related, but it's helped my trading, is just about myself in terms of what I do every day when I trade. And I think being raised by two parents, my parents didn't go to college, either one of them, and they started a small business, and I grew up in a rural area, about 7,000 to 10,000 people. So that upbringing was get up early, work really hard, grind it out each day. And as I traded, I realized that that was a huge hang up for me because I expected the work I put in to lead to results kind of in a step-by-step fashion, like digging a hole in the ground. Every time you shovel, you have a little bit more of your work done, and trading's not like that. And that caused me so much frustration and so much struggle in my first probably 5 or 6 years of doing it. And I finally figured out, I didn't really figure that what I'm going to tell you out for about 12 or 13 years, which seems crazy. And I was still able to have some success in there, but it didn't really come to me until later. And what ended up happening was I realized that what I really am is an artist. And it sounds, it sounds goofy, but it's a creative artistic profession. And unless you have a quantitative strategy or a mechanical strategy, which that's not the way I trade, I'm a discretionary trader, and I'm looking at sentiment and chart patterns and fundamentals and crowd psychology and things like that, and I'm always reading and digging. So the way I look at it, I have to be in a state of creativity, and taking a day off on a Wednesday and going for a hike, walking, getting a massage, screwing off, reading a book for fun, a fiction novel, whatever it is, sometimes is where I get my best work done, because creative thoughts come to me. I can look at the market the next day with a clear head, and I can see things I normally didn't see. It gets rid of all my emotions. I'm not worried about the amount of money I'm making or losing. The whole grinded out mentality kind of leaves me. So for me, just getting more resources coming in, publications, ideas, collaborating with interesting people, all of that is part of the creative process that kind of leads to your next masterpiece, which could show up at any time. Because my best trades are usually the ones that I don't see coming. It's when I'm looking at something and the chart is not doing what it's supposed to, and I'm triangulating with a few people about an idea, and all of a sudden it kind of shows up and I see the technicals line up with my story and I got my best trade or something like that. And it's really a process of always staying curious and digging and looking, but of shedding that belief that you have to keep working each day. And you do. You work really hard, and you're always working at it. But sometimes stepping away is a huge move forward, and I think that that's not taught, and that's not something that in our culture we're okay to do. We feel like we need to always be working. But that's not been the case for me. It took me a long time to learn that. So hopefully in the next leg of my career, I can live that way. And it's an easier way to live too, and it gets better results.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.